Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 12th of January, 2022, and is entitled New Year's Day. In Vancouver, we have a tradition of going for a walk on New Year's Day, no matter how foul the weather, if only to prove to other Canadians that the thing is possible. 2022, too, despite its being an extremely low expectations year. And it wasn't the worst New Year's Day beach walk ever, so maybe it won't be the worst year ever. And it leaves me with advice for the world. But first, the traditional polar bear swim, in which hordes of howling Vancouverites half hungover and the rest inebriated charge pell-mell into the hostile waters of English Bay, was COVID-scotched, like so much else good in life. But that didn't deter anyone. Here and there, an espontáneo shed their garments and made a singleton splash. There was a bored, burly, bearded lifeguard, not getting in the way, happy to chill with passers-by. And here we have a picture of English Bay in Vancouver with some people hanging around, some snow up above the beach, and one female-type person in a sensible bathing suit striding steadily into the water to take her polar bear swim. Do those clouds look a little weird? Yes, and not just a little. I don't think there was a temporal vortex behind that mountain waiting to vomit city-eating chthonic lifeforms over its peak, but if I were a production designer for a city-eating chthonic lifeforms movie, that's how I'd fill in the clouds around the mountains they were lurking behind. And, well, yeah, it's a picture of a mountain with some weird-looking clouds behind it. They sort of have a vortex that looks as if it's emerging out of the top of the mountain. Let's look west, where the Blessed Lands would be, if there were any, but in fact it's just Vancouver Island and then Japan. But yeah, those clouds. And this is a very low shot so that you can see a little wave breaking on the beach, and there's a duck paddling by, and the aforenoted weird clouds, and off in the distance a bunch of freighter ships tap at the horizon. See the ships? Those are the supply chain issues that are screwing things up. Every ship parking lot out there is occupied every time I go and look. And here's another picture back up on the beach so you can see the snow and then the water and extremely strange-looking clouds above. The snow wasn't melting because it was pretty damn chilly, so our walk didn't go on for that long. But of course, we couldn't pass up Vancouver's major new talking point, Marge the Barge. And here's a picture of this great, big, enormous, the size of a substantial building, barge tilted up on the beach, looking quite dramatic against the weird sky. It's a dull red. Everything else is gray. This big sucker blew up on this very downtown beach in a big windstorm last November that unfortunately combined with a super high tide, and it's not coming off anytime soon. A little bird told me that its bottom is severely damaged by those rocks it's hitched up on, and if the tide got high enough to float it off, it'd sink. Another little bird told me that it was sloppily and amateurishly tied up to the barge buoy out there when the windstorm came along and disposed of its moorings in about 15 minutes. Anyhow, it's been there since November. It's part of the scenery. The city's kind of adopted it, and that's a link to a funny article about it, as though we had any choice. I particularly admire that mooring line someone's tied up to it. And this is a picture, a close-up of the side of the barge, and a nice, big, thick mooring line wrapped around a great big huge boulder on shore. Now, that's a damn expensive piece of rope, and I don't know but admire how the hell they got it around that rock. The effect, of course, is purely symbolic. If Marge the Barge decides to float away via some accident of tide and wind, without immediately sinking, the rope isn't going to help. But hey, it's stylish. The scene by the barge was pretty cheery. Everyone had a story to tell. There were toddlers sledding on the unaccustomed snow. The rent-a-cop down by the barge totally ignored the people checking it out. Every photographer was looking for their own special angle. Strollers and longboards and spaced-out hippies shared the paths, reasonably and amicably. Everyone who wasn't talking to the person walking with them was talking to their phone. Advice. COVID sucks. Politics sucks. The weather sucks and is a hideous harbinger of worse to come. But don't stay home. Go outside anyhow. Take pictures. Tell stories. Laugh at the laughable. Tune out the jerks. Nobody promised there'd be a tomorrow, so do today. Happy New Year. And that's all, folks.